Bridget Mander doesn't fault Alterra Mountain Company or Vail Resorts for doing their job, but she does disagree with the idea that the multi-resort pass is good for skiing.
Despite this pass, skiing is getting more expensive for your overall visitor, and that is supported in many statistics. There's already a crunch. The mega passes are adding more pressure, more tourists, more visitors. It's draining infrastructure. It's draining capacity of employees. So I fail to see how this is really helping anyone except for the major companies.
Some would argue that Icon and Epic passes bring more skiers and therefore more revenue for restaurants and shops in town. Mander says it's a double-edged sword.
A lot of mall companies can't maintain employees because nobody wants to live somewhere where they're getting paid $12, $15 an hour and your rent is $1,200 a month. They have trouble maintaining quality employees. They have trouble maintaining people for more than sometimes not even a full season because people give up. They may be replaced at some of the larger companies by J-1 visa holders, which isn't great if you are thinking about maintaining your actual community.
Mander argues that if the cheap mega passes existed in a vacuum, they'd be great, but she says the broader impact of these companies on mountain towns is damaging.
If you want to keep something functioning as a town as opposed to just a giant resort where it's not actually a functioning town and you don't have to count on any of those services or quality of life that you would normally get in a town, that's one thing. I live in Jackson, and I actually pitched this article before this season, before people just lost it over the Icon Pass here. It was really, really crowded, and I don't even blame the Icon Pass holders themselves. They're like, oh, great deal. I'm going to go to Jackson. I think the hope is they'll stay in all the hotels and they'll spend all their money at the restaurants. I'm not sure that actually happened. But ultimately, there's a point where your quality of life is so impacted by more visitors. Do you care that the sandwich shop is busier or that the resort is making more money? And who is that actually benefiting?
Mander says that mountain resort companies exacerbated issues that mountain towns already faced.
I think local government has a lot to say in this. The larger, more powerful a company is, the harder it is for a town to try to protect itself. An anecdote I find to be amusing, but it's a serious one also, of Summit County, Colorado, and Vail brings in an enormous amount of people, pays them incredibly low wages. The town is already struggling with huge traffic problems, huge housing problems, huge labor shortages. So I don't see how this is good for skiing.
Mander says that places where a resort brought about a town instead of the other way around, such as Big Sky, Montana, have great need for stronger local government.
They're split between two Montana counties with no town government. Someone texted me a photo of employee housing in Big Sky that was three twin beds crammed into one hotel room with a hot plate. Even when I was the biggest bum, I would have never kept that job. I would have been like, I'm out. Why am I working during the day for like $10 an hour and living in this wretched, tiny place? But that's what people are expected to put up with if they want to be part of this dream. Those are the people that the resorts depend on to make it run. There are also people living in tents in the woods. People there are also very, very afraid to go on the record about anything that's making their lives miserable there. And it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, whether or not they keep trying to maintain some kind of standard for their employees, or if they just move completely to outsourced labor, which I think would really decline the quality of a ski trip for anyone. People who don't ski, don't care about skiing. They've been there for one season and that's it.
Mander's article suggests skiers vacation at resorts that aren't part of the mega passes, but for those towns already impacted by these mountain corporations, she offers no easy solutions. But she says one thing she knows is that the money is leaving the mountain towns and going to big businesses.
This is your home. You're raising your family here, or your job is here, your business. So I'm sorry, I don't have a solution for Park City or for Jackson. The money you pay for your big pass into big resorts, leave. Go to corporate headquarters in Broomfield and Denver. It's out. It's not local money.
You can find a link to her article, Actually the Mega Season Passes Killing Skiing, on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.